the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Time for some more high school football talk. Last week, we caught up with Coach John Famalo. We talked about that camp that both Emory and Carbon attended. It was a 7-on-7 camp back on Saturday, June 17th. A little bit removed from that, but as we start trickling into July, you're going to see more and more off-season workouts and camps take place. Joining us right now in the studio to talk a bit about how his team performed at that camp and what lies ahead in the month of July, we have head coach Josh Huntsman. Coach, always fun to get you in. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me in.
Recently, you guys did travel to Manti 7-on-7 camp. We got to talk to Coach Famalo about this last week. Emory finishes 2-4. Carbon, on the flip side, you guys really improved from what you accomplished at this camp in 2016. You guys won 4 games.
We did, yeah. And then, you know, we ended up in a different division than Emory did. So we did play a few of the smaller schools. We were mostly in with the 2As. But it was, you know, it was a good experience for our kids. A lot of learning there, a lot of growth, and some good football.
Now, while you say you were in with the 2As, you did get to see North St. Pete. And unfortunately, that's how the tournament came to an end for you guys. Final drive of the game, had an opportunity to get a win against North St. Pete, and it just fell short.
Yeah, we threw an interception. We ran an out route, and their corner jumped the route and picked the ball off, you know, and he played it well. We were hoping to go a little bit deeper into that tournament. And the nice thing was is our kids were a little bit devastated after it. And so, you know, they felt like they should have won that ball game, felt like they should have done a better job within the tournament. And so it was good for them to get the experience of losing that ball game so that they can get that bitter taste out of their mouth a little bit.
How much improvement did you see in your kids on the 7-on-7 camp between the Ute Shoot and the Manti camp?
We didn't win a ball game at the Ute Shoot, which was tough for us. You know, we felt like we competed well. We played against some good competition. Things didn't go our way, but, you know, over that two-week period between, we saw a lot of improvement in our kids, a lot crisper route running, a lot more competitive fire in them, too, and that was nice to see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, in the offseason, I asked Coach Famalo this. I'm going to ask you, how much improvement and growth do you really expect to see as a coach during the 2 months leading into August?
You want to see him get stronger in the weight room. You want to see him run crisper routes. You want to see, you know, that competitive fire. But the summer's tough. You've got kids that are working, kids that, you know, don't always want to get up at 6:30 in the morning, don't always want to be there to things. And so you have to take the summer with a grain of salt. Your real work's going to come when you get into your team camp in July. And so June's the go out, have fun, throw the ball around a little bit, and then, you know, it's time to get to work in July.
But I'm sure in July you can tell which kids took June serious, right?
Oh, you can. The first day you put on pads and start smacking each other around a little bit, and you've got kids on the sideline who are dry heaving or doing those things, you know, throwing up and that stuff. You know who's put the work in the summer.
Let's talk about some individuals at the recent Manti camp. Noah Jones handling the quarterback duties for you guys. How did Noah look, and how much growth have you seen in Noah since his sophomore year?
Drops are a lot better, consistent passing. You know, there's our big thing is we got to throw on time, and there was a couple of times where he was a little late or he was a little early on throws, but for the most part, he was consistent and did a good job. He found his brother quite a bit, Sawyer Jones at wide receiver for us, and if those two can click with each other, I mean, they're going to be a tough duo to overcome.
When we talk about Noah, and again, just going back to what I saw from him as a sophomore, how has his footwork improved?
Immensely.
Really?
I mean, he's been going to camps and he's been working on the footwork. You know, you look at the San Francisco 49ers of old when Joe Montana was there and when Steve Young was there. Walsh said it was like a dance. You know, you had timing. You had to let the ball go at 3 or you had to let the ball go at 5. Everything was on time. And if you threw it on time, you didn't have to worry about a player coming out of a break because they knew exactly where the ball was going to be. And so that's kind of what we're working with Noah is – is I'll sit back there and hopefully that internal clock in his head keeps on going off 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000. I got to let the ball go. And I'll even count behind him to make sure that he knows exactly when he's supposed to throw the thing. And so, you know, the timing was a lot better over the Manti camp than even over the Ute shoot. He did a good job throwing the ball.
At times, he did take a beating last year. Is that something that kind of sticks with the kid? Because I've always been under the impression, Coach, that between your sophomore and junior year, you're going to take the biggest leap athletically.
You will. And, you know, our biggest thing is we're going to have to protect him. We're going to have to find guys that want to get physical, that want to get physical up front, that can keep him off of him for that amount of time so that we can get, you know, decent passes off. Or, you know, and we're going to beat him up a little bit by running the option and those things, but you know, he's just going to have to play tough.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbondale football team. You mentioned the option. When it's ran right, there is not a prettier formation or a prettier play in football in general. I'm a huge fan of the option. So with that being said, you have to have athletes around Noah, and you feel very comfortable with your skill position players this year.
We are very comfortable with them. We have Nate Olson, who's been a staple in our program for a few years. He's going to get a bulk of the carries. We've got Ashton Larson, who's going to do a fantastic job for us at the other back. Our tight end's tough, and in Chance LeChemin, if we can keep him healthy throughout the season, I think we've got a passing threat in the middle of the field. He's a kid that will go get a ball no matter where it's at. Doesn't care about contact. Doesn't care about those things. He'll go hit anyone at any time. You know, with Sawyer Jones out at wide receiver, he's going to be tough if, you know, if his brother can get him the ball and if we can get him in space. And then, I mean, Noah Armstrong has come on real strong. He's going to play at the other wide-out position for us. And, you know, he's grown probably 6 inches over the summer. And so it's going to be huge help for us. And the thing that we look at, again, is we're extremely young. You know, we have Nate and Ashton, our two running backs. There are two seniors, you know, in skill positions.
Speaking of Nate, I would assume that he's going to see several touches per game this season. So as a head coach, do you put him in bubble wrap once July rolls around? I mean, how do you handle a kid that you know is going to take a beating in the season because of his workload?
Well, we've got to let him play. Yeah. And that's how it is. He's going to end up playing on both sides of the ball for us. And so there will be opportunities where we'll spell him on defense so that we can keep him consistent on offense. But he's going to get a bulk of those carries. And you know, he's been working pretty hard in the weight room. He's been working, you know, playing baseball, doing those things. So he's in shape. We're hoping that we can keep him healthy throughout the whole year.
Durability's never been a problem with Nate.
No. He's a strong kid, and he's going to give you everything he has every single play.
Now that this Manti camp is done, Coach, July 13th is the next date to circle on the calendar for Carbon Football. You guys are going to have a very active week, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna throw the pads on. We're going to be in helmets for the first couple of days at home, and then we'll do that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then on Tuesday we're going to head to Fillmore and do the team camp. I know Emory's going to be there. There's going to be some schools out of Nevada, some schools down south, and so we'll get a look at some other schools. It'll be really controlled. We're going to get a look at some of our younger guys in that camp too. We don't want to bang up our starters and that throughout a camp in July. We want to be able to save them for the season, so we'll get a good look at them for probably a series or so, and then we'll start rolling in young guys to see, you know, who's going to step up and who's going to be a consistent backup for those starters.
Will you guys be traveling around the Castle Country for Camp Carbon, or is it all going to be in one location this year?
We're going to try to do it in one location this year. We wanted to, but, you know, going to Fillmore is going to take most of that travel time out of us, and so we do want to get away for a little bit, have the kids bond with each other, and have a good time this summer. You know, the biggest thing is getting them with each other and getting them away from their cell phones and away from electronics and stuff like that, and just have them concentrate on football.
I know you got a moratorium coming up, but there's always a way to, I don't want to say finagle, but there's always a way to get the kids to work even through a moratorium. So what's Carbon's plan in that regard? I know you can't do a lot, but you have to encourage the kids to do something during that time, right?
We're going to let our senior leadership take that. If we can get our seniors to get them together to do a 7-on-7, then so be it. We won't be around for it, and we're going to let them do it on their own. But if they want to put the work in, we'll let them put the work in.
I know that you you participated in the Mike Ballard Memorial Golf Tournament over the weekend, and you had the kids out there working as well. How did that go?
It went well. We had our kids loading bags for people and carrying stuff up, and then you know, Coach Hopes and I golfed in the tournament. We had a tough decision to make because, you know, if we played poorly on the first hole, we were shooting for that prize, you know, that last place prize. Yeah. But we did okay. We went 6 under on the day, so
yeah,
it wasn't
not too
bad.
No, that's pretty good. That's not bad at all.
I contributed one shot. Okay. So, you know, that's about all I'm good for is one shot, and it usually happens on the last hole. So
I'm typically in the same boat. Use me on the green. I don't know about much else.
Yep.
Coach, it is important to get these kids out in the community. I mean, you've always put a big emphasis on that.
Well, you know, this is a great community. This is where we want to be. You know, our family, my family has loved our time here, and we're going to continue to love our time here. And so the more we can get our kids out in the community, the more people see them, the more, you know, support we'll gain. We want to do everything we can to make this a positive experience for everyone. And so, you know, we invite everyone to come out. You want to come watch practice, come watch practice. Just stay on the other side of the fence and don't yell at me too much. But we want you to come out and watch us practice. We want to be out in the community. We're gonna do the coal shoveling event again this year and, you know, see how our kids do with that and help out in any way we can.
Coach, it is always fun to get you in, always fun to talk Carbon High School football. Thank you again for stopping by today, and I know we'll catch up again real soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll have more high school football talk coming up here relatively soon. The month of July really picks up with these summer camps, and then before you know it, we're right into the month of August, where the season kicks off August 18th. We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We'll move over to the national scene.